content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Stephanie Toops, and I have Marie Early in studio today. Lexi and Avi are on vacay.
Woohoo!
Actually, Lexi is in Austin babysitting her two nieces and nephew.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to hear about that.
With her dad. Okay. Yeah. And then Aviana is at a graduation in Houston. So.
What's that time of year, you know?
It is.
May is the craziest time of year.
It is.
I know.
For guys don't get it either unless they're a single dad.
Yeah.
And even then, they're probably not handling the stuff that the women are. Like, seriously, because, you know.
My calendar is crazy. I showed it to Thad the other night, and it's color-coded, and he was like, I don't, what? And I'm like, just show up when I tell you to show up.
No, really, seriously. Yeah. So, guys, you need to pay attention out there because and give your girl a break. Really, seriously, I mean, my calendar's the same way. I agreed to have a big party at my house next Wednesday night after the graduation. So my daughter's graduating from eighth grade. So that'll be a teenage blast.
That sounds so fun.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm not sure if I'm going to cook yet or not. I want to cook because it's not that many kids, really.
Yeah.
And I went to Costco last night and got some cute new patio furniture for around the pool, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, and it was 20% off.
Great.
So.
Can't go wrong with that.
And I just love decorating the house. I do. And I love my backyard and I love my pets. And I've got a whole ton of them now because my daughter, my oldest daughter's home from college, and guess what? She brought her four cats.
Oh, wow.
So Maura Davies, Vice President of Communications at the SPCA of North Texas, guess how many animals I have in my house right now? I'm embarrassed to even say.
Oh, my goodness. 12.
No.
That was the number I was going to say.
Because, you know, I got Brad and Jeff. So I adopted Brad and Jeff off the streets of Dallas right around Christmas time, and nobody wanted them, and I wouldn't separate them. They are a hoot. I'm so glad I didn't give them away. Absolutely love those dogs. In fact, they're going to get their own Instagram page because, Stephanie's going to come and start some of the photography because she's such an amazing photographer.
Yeah.
But then, and then I had the three little kittens that I had, adoption failure that I went to drive to McKinney to their new home, two of them, and I was going to take the one and keep it. And then on the way there, I had to turn around. I couldn't separate them. So I was at 15. And so with my four guest cats over the summer, I've got 19 animals in my house. Hello?
You are a wonderful, wonderful pet-loving person, and I love that about you, Bernadette.
Well, you know what? It's fun. It's the house of fun, and we keep it really clean.
And you take great care of them.
I do take great care of them. It's very organized. I'm like I'm running a nursery or something, and I love it. I mean, that's my life purpose. It really is to help animals and educate people about animals, which is why I love having you on the show. And I have to give a mention to two other dogs, though, because Lexi's boyfriend lives in my guest house, and so he rescued a dog off the streets of Dallas a couple of weeks ago and named him Turner. I call him Turner Burner. He is the cutest little thing. We're going to put him on the Instagram page, too. And then, of course, Lexi's little sweet dog. Why can't I think of the name of Lexi's dog right now? You guys, come on.
Bonnie,
that's it. Bonnie. And then, of course, you've got little pork chop. And so we've got like this One Life Radio. And then, of course, Aviana has a couple of pets, too. And so speaking of pets, and let's talk about dogs this summer. Getting healthy treats for dogs. This is your summer edition from the SPCA of North Texas. So, Maura, what do we need to know? What are some healthy treats that we can feed our dogs this summer? And since I've got so many cats, maybe our cats, too.
Sure, sure. Well, this one's mainly for dogs because cats are such carnivores. Dogs are more omnivores. They still need their protein, of course. But if your dog is just only getting a whole lot of like the really, really high calorie, high fat doggy treats that are so widely available, don't want to mention any names, but if they're eating a lot of those, they might be packing on pounds, and that can cause them a lot of health problems. So
I never
even talk about preservatives. So think about healthier treats. That's really important.
Well, Ruby's a little chubby, I have to say, and I can't get her to lose weight. Well, none of my dogs are, you know, thin, but I give them those bully sticks, and I will mention the name. I love you or whatever it is, that brand. Uh-huh. I get confused. What's the name of it? Does anybody know?
I don't remember exactly.
But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Love and you.
Is that it? Okay. And so I give them the bully sticks on days, of course, when I'm there to monitor, because I don't want a dog fight to break out, because they get a little crazy.
Yeah, they do. It's like,
over the dog treats. Yeah. You have to be careful when you're giving them to multiple pets at the same time. So are those fattening?
I don't have the calorie information in front of me on those, but it's good to kind of mix it up, if nothing else. So there are all different kinds of other treats that dogs actually love, too, and certain things to avoid. So, like, maybe people won't think of these for dogs to snack on, just in moderation. Carrots, green beans, broccoli, even spinach.
Really?
Some dogs Yes.
Well, I would think that you could make some homemade treats if you wanted to and include all those.
That's what I was just about to say. Yeah, totally.
Just make sure that you do not give your dog onions or garlic or mushrooms. Don't give them grapes. Don't give them raisins. There are other fruits you can look at, like bananas, apples, seedless watermelons, berries. But yeah, no grapes or raisins. Those are harmful. So avoid those harmful things. But you could either make up some homemade treats with this. You can squash them up. You can put them in what we call pupsicles. So you can squish up all kinds of yummy stuff and put some, whether you just do water and make it an icicle-type pupsicle, or whether you use, like, broth and make it a meat-based pupsicle. That's fantastic for the summer. But
we
don't
used
forget
to do that.
Pumpkin
put
and
it
sweet
in
potato
ice trays.
Are still great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You used to put them in ice trays?
Yeah. Just put them in ice trays. And then it gets so hot. We were just talking about how hot
it's so hot in Texas right now. Unusually hot. Or at least it seems like it is. I don't know. But
I don't know. Maybe it's just us. But
that's a good point. You can either use ice cube trays, or you could use, like, the store-bought popsicle molds, or you can just make one using a paper cup and pour it in there.
Wow. Well, you know, and it's fun to do that, too. I always, you know, I love to take care of anything that I love, anyone that I love, and that, you know, and especially food. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's my forte. But so you could take veggies. You could also make, what about fruit?
Absolutely. Yeah, take some, like, apples and bananas and mash them up, or just give them to them in little pieces. Or I'm in love with the concept of the popsicle, because it's just so hot. Everybody loves a cool treat on a hot day.
So you give them a popsicle, but you don't put, like, a stick in it or anything.
No stick. Just the frozen food stuff that's yummy. It looks nasty sometimes, but man, dogs love it.
Okay. So fruit. So you can make them fruit. You can make vegetable. You could use bone broth. And so what about meat?
You could. I mean, we do that too. You could, like, bake chicken breasts and cut them up. And you can put that in a popsicle, or just, you know, give little pieces. Salmon skin, a lot of people don't think about, but like a crispy salmon skin, that could be a yummy, healthy treat for your pup. And again, all of this in moderation. If your dog gets too much of this stuff that's not dog food based, it might make their tummy sick. So be very careful and make sure that they are receiving a regular diet of kibble that's just for them. That's incredibly important.
Well, and what about getting your cats some grass for the summer? And I say that because my cat, Dean, he's such a little sneak artist. Like, I cannot, he sits and waits, and now he's gotten smarter because it's a French door when you go into my kitchen. And so he hides under the window pane where I can't see him through the glass. And as soon as I open the door, he sneaks out, and he is obsessed with going out there and eating the grass, Maura. So is there something missing in his diet?
You know, it's hard to say. There may be, there may not be. Maybe he's enjoying it. Maybe he just needs a little extra roughage to make everything work regularly, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You can actually get indoor cat grass. It can be a really fun project for you, or for if you have any kiddos in the house, or, you know, maybe round up the neighborhood kids and say, hey, we're going to plant grass inside the house. They'll think you're crazy. But there's certain kinds of grasses that you can get. You can find them at pet supply stores that are meant for cats to enjoy indoors. So you could either buy one that's already growing, or you could set something up maybe with a little box and some dirt and grow the grass inside.
Oh, that sounds really messy.
It's less messy than you think.
Okay.
And it's adorable, and cats love it. Or some cats. Some cats don't care, but some cats love it.
I'm thinking a nice little, I don't know, like a nice little box, like a pretty little box, and you could plant the grass in there, and they could actually get in there and roll around. Maybe a, I don't know, maybe 2 square feet of grass, that, you know, right? Or a square foot.
Just be careful that you keep the grass growing, because if it turns into a dirt patch, your cat might mistake it for a litter box.
Ooh. Oh, see, I never even thought. Yeah, I could totally see Dean doing that. He's such a stinker. Well, as usual, always great, Maura. Thank you so much for jumping on the air with us. And do you want to remind everyone, I know it's a little early, but to set the date for the SPCA Fur Ball this year, September 22nd, right?
Yes, September 22nd. We're celebrating our 80th anniversary. It's our actual 80th anniversary that day on September 22nd. FurballDallas.com is our website, and we are looking forward to a fantastic evening. We have all kinds of wonderful surprises in store, but our honorary chairs are President and Mrs. George W. Bush, and we have an amazing band and an incredible auction. It's going to be a blast.
Oh, the auctions are all, oh, you guys get the best stuff. You really do. I love the auction, the live and the silent, you know, where you got all the stuff for sale. Such cute stuff. All right. Well, we're going to be there. One Life Radio will be there, so I look forward to it. September 22nd, save the date, you guys. It's the SPCA Fur Ball. And Maura, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got a great show coming up. We've got Dr. Jack Wolfson. He is a doctor of osteopathic medicine. He is a board-certified cardiologist with over 14 years in practice, and he is the author of the book. It's an Amazon bestseller, The Paleo Cardiologist. And we've got another doctor coming up, a dear friend of mine, Dr. Isaac Montemary. He is going to be talking about male body image and life after gastric bypass. And love this guy. And then, of course, Stephanie Toops is going to tell us all about sunscreen. This is stuff that you don't want to miss. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans, but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me and Dr. Jack Wolfson on the line. He is a doctor of osteopathic medicine. He is a board-certified cardiologist with over 14 years in practice. And Dr. Jack Wolfson is the author of the Amazon bestseller, The Paleo Cardiologist, The Natural Way to Heart Health. I'm holding it right here in my hand. You can find Dr. Wolfson at wolfsonintegrativecardiology.com. That's WolfsonIntegrativeCardiology.com. Always a pleasure. How are you doing today, Dr. Wolfson?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, Bernadette. Thanks so much for having me on. Just another beautiful day in Arizona, soaking up the sunshine, and life's good. Thank God.
Well, how's that new baby? Tell me the name again. I was trying to think of it.
Journey,
that's it.
Oh, I love that.
Reed Wolfson. Yeah, we're so excited about it. Dr. Heather and I, we both love the band Journey. We love the song Don't Stop Believing. We kind of connected over that. And we said, when we have a baby girl, we're going to name her Journey. And that's what we did. And she's fantastic. She's given us a run for the money as babies do. You know, we did a very successful home birth.
Oh, yeah.
And then the breastfeeding and the co-sleeping and the natural immunity and all that kind of stuff. Everything's been wonderful. Really
well,
exciting.
I absolutely respect and love you and your wife and everything that you stand for. And I love our topic today is top tips to stay healthy this summer. But I know we're going to touch on thermography, body heat, thermal scans. And I have to tell you that 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, I was trying to remember, it's probably been six. My OBGYN told me that I should never get a mammogram again, that they are outdated. It was in the Journal of Medicine. Is it the New England Journal of Medicine that's published every year where they... you know, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. But anyway, it was published in that a mammogram is ineffective not only at diagnosis, but it also, like you say, puts radiation in your body, which is exactly what you don't want, right?
Yeah, most certainly, you know, and a lot of doctors are getting on board with this, whether it's OB-GYN doctors. But interestingly enough, even some of the radiologists are starting to fire back on their own community. But that's kind of cutting off, you know, their revenue stream. That's how mammograms are like a gateway. So these women go in for a mammogram. Maybe there's a little something there. And then, of course, that leads to follow-up testing, maybe biopsies or ultrasounds or MRIs or CT scans. And this is really just a travesty towards the women because it makes women nervous. It makes them anxious. And all of that is very risky behavior. And ultimately, yeah, the radiation does cause cancer. So even the radiologists are starting to get on board with this. I've met a lot of radiologists who come up to me and they'll admit it and they'll say, publish my name. I got other radiologists that say the test is totally useless, but don't mention it because that's my income.
Right.
So it's scary. And there's a better way to help, not through scanning the body and radiating the body on all these poor women.
Well, and it's humiliating. I had it one time and I said, I'm never doing that again. It would be analogous with a man having his genitals put between two plates and squished down. And
it is,
I mean, seriously, right?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I haven't thought of it that way, but
he's squirming right now.
That's another wonderful reason not to do it. But, you know, listen, thermography is a fantastic tool. It's a screening tool. It does not impart any radiation. It detects heat coming from the person's body. So it's basically like a thermometer. It detects the heat coming in, and then it comes up with a map, and the map guides you to where there may be health issues, where there may be congestion, where there may be inflammation, not only in the breast and in the axillary region, it's all around the body. And the beautiful thing is that why wait to detect cancer after it's there when you can actually do a test like a thermogram and really look at the factors that cause cancer, but you're seeing it 5-10 years earlier, so you can actually do something to prevent the cancer from happening.
Well, as you said, it's a huge business, but we need to transition over to a thermography, because mammography is outdated, it's antiquated, and as we just said, you know, it's not a good procedure. It really isn't. It might have had a day and a time when it worked, or it was our only choice, but we know more now, so we need to transition over there. And I would go a step further and just tell all the women out there listening that to refuse to do it and insist that you get thermography. But one of the reasons it makes it difficult too, as you know, Dr. Wilson, is the insurance companies don't want to pay for it.
No, insurance companies don't. And they're way behind the times. And, you know, the insurance companies, unfortunately, they're in bed with the medical doctors and big pharma, big agriculture. It's a big business. And the insurance companies are all just based on actuarial sciences. So they're not paying for thermography. But listen, to go out of pocket, spend $200, $300, maybe $400 to get a breast thermogram, I think is a very wise investment.
Mm-hmm.
You do monthly, you know, breast exams on yourself. I mean, listen, you know, whether you're a woman or a man, you know when something's the matter with your body. You
right.
can detect something and then go get it checked out. And if there's a question, if something's there, then get an ultrasound. Ultrasound does not impart any dangerous radiation or ionizing radiation like the mammogram and CT scans do. So there's definitely a better way. And fundamentally, I think, listen, eat well, stay away from chemicals in the foods, get sunshine on your breasts. Get the adequate
sunshine on your breast. I like that.
How about that, right? Come out to Arizona. Tons of sunshine out here. Our ancestors always had sun on their breasts, and women today never have sunshine on their breasts.
That's
always
what...
versus never. And when they always did, you don't get cancer because the energy from the sun comes in, and it just helps to keep all those
issues. I never
healthy.
Thought about that. I never thought about it. Well, I mean, they go topless in Europe and have for many, many years, you know, down on the Riviera and Venice, all those beautiful places. It makes perfect sense because it's more natural. I never thought about that, Dr. Wolfson.
You know, and also, you know, a lot of these communities, they are less likely to wear bras, you know, so that nasty female undergarment is, you know, it encases the breast. It allows for blood flow to come in, but it doesn't allow for adequate blood flow to leave the breast. It doesn't allow for adequate lymphatic drainage to come from the breast. So a bra is a nightmare for a woman to wear, certainly to wear to, you know, to any extreme or to wear it that often. Also, a bra, of course, is made out of synthetic material, and then you dip that synthetic material into some nasty laundry detergent, fabric softener, dryer sheets. And then finally, a lot of those are wire-based bras, and those wires are a conductor for EMF. So all of the electromagnetic,
yikes,
you know, energy coming in just goes right into that metal and then right into the breast tissue. It's no surprise why cancer in the breast is so common.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to go home and take
we're
my bra.
We're all squirming. All of us. The three of us. We're all women
all
in this room, and we're all squirming.
We're all squirming. We are. So, you know, you're a wealth of information. I love your spirit, too, the way you deliver this information. Dr. Wolfson, so I know you have three tips on weight loss for this summer. What are your three tips for weight loss?
Ooh, three tips for weight loss. Number one, get sunshine, as we said before. Number two, I'm a big fan of intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting,
yeah.
Obviously, a lot of people are talking about it these days. It's
yep.
an absolutely fantastic way to cut out a few meals. I love doing a 36-hour water fast. So I have nothing after dinner on Saturday night, and then I just drink tons of water all day Sunday and all Sunday night, and I wake up Monday morning to a greens drink. That is number two. And then just any kind of physical activity. You don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to get some fancy trainer or, you know, like a membership. Like I said, just go outside and walk, hike,
mm-hmm.
bike, garden. Just get outside and soak up that sunshine. Be physically active. and you're going to get to your ideal weight very soon.
Well, I know there's some top tests that you feel that we should be asking our doctor for. What are they?
Well, top tests when it comes to total body health and wellness, I think are very simple. Number one, I love doing the test of leaky gut. So when you have leaky gut, things get into the body that don't belong, and then the immune system kicks in. So go ahead and get a test like the Wheat Zoomer from Vibrant America or other companies that do similar. You can also do a different test called a micronutrient panel where you get intracellular levels of vitamins, minerals. We're all taking all these different vitamins mm-hmm. and minerals. Are they getting into the cells? Are they working? Well, why guess when you can test? And then I would also, do some testing of advanced cardiovascular markers, advanced lipids, where you're really honing in on the numbers and the sizes of things like LDLs and HDLs and all the different markers of inflammation and advanced thyroid. And you can get that from some excellent companies. But the problem, Bernadette, is most doctors don't take the time to order these tests, let alone interpret the tests. They're just all about getting you in, getting you out. Here's your pill. Here's your pain pill. Here's your antibiotic. Here's your vaccine. And go on and get out of my office. That's not health. That's not wellness. That is a recipe for disaster.
Absolutely. Yeah, we did a little piece on with Jill Lane a few days ago on the show talking about all of the nutrients that are destroyed by just taking one round of antibiotics.
Oh, it's so horrible. And there's so many different alternatives. And the doctors are prescribing antibiotics because they think the patients want it. It gets the patients in and out of the office, even though the doctor knows that it's not a bacterial infection. So kids with ear infections, we don't need antibiotics. We need to get those kids adjusted by a pediatric chiropractor. We need to use things like Argentin silver, a high-quality silver hydrosol. We need to get sunshine. We need to do things to boost the immune system up as opposed to tear it down like antibiotics tear down the immune system. The more antibiotics you take, the higher risk of disease you get in the long term. Very clear.
Absolutely. And Dr. Wolfson, thank you for freeing the breasts of all the women in Dallas here today. I'm going to encourage everyone to sunbathe this weekend.
I'm going to sit topless in my backyard right now.
I'm a very happily married man. Don't send pictures. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. You take care. We'll talk to you later. Okay, he's gone. I scared him. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
A singer in a smoky.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And
And for every H-Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H-Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H-Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at PaleoMagazineOnline.com. That's Paleo Magazine Online. Online.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me, Marie Early, and I have Dr. Isaac Montemary on the line. He completed his surgical training at the Cleveland Clinic before completing an advanced fellowship in bariatrics and foregut surgery at the University of Florida. Dr. Montemary specializes in a broad spectrum of diseases spanning from gastroesophageal reflux to bariatric weight loss. And he is currently practicing with North Florida surgeons in Jacksonville, Florida. Love this man. He's such a fine friend of mine, such a good guy. Dr. Isaac Montemary, how are you doing today?
Fantastic. Thank you for having me.
I said the word right, Isaac. Did you hear me pronounce it?
I know. I was holding my breath there.
Yeah,
for a second.
I put an Italian spin on it. That's how I was. See, there I go. I'm going to say it again. Gastroesophageal. See,
oh,
now I
go.
Have
see,
it, right?
There you go. Yeah,
oh, my gosh. Well, I love what we're talking about today, Isaac, because I think this is so important. And I recently read an article in Men's Health that was so dark and so ugly, but so honest about how men struggle with male body image themselves. And basically, we're going to be talking about life after gastric bypass. So let's talk about this. So can you tell us a little bit about male body image and what would you deal with, the physical and the psychological aspects of it?
Sure, absolutely. You know, we have patients on a broad spectrum that come in. Obviously, for me, I see patients that are on the extreme end of being overweight. But, you know, body image issues start from a very, very young age, you know, from kids playing with G.I. Joe dolls to young men working out and reading fitness magazines. So these body image issues start very early, just with men as they do with women. So
yeah,
it's definitely a big problem.
Well, and I didn't realize how many men struggle with this. I mean, when you think of a body image, you think about, you know, being overweight, obesity. I don't know why, but we always think about women and not men.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's kind of a smaller portion, but definitely. I think in the U.S. alone, there's almost 4 million people. About 4 million people, men specifically, that suffer from eating disorders because of these body image issues.
Wow. Okay. So, how can one identify if they have body image issues?
So, you know, you're definitely looking at somebody that is probably a lot more self-conscious about everything that they do in terms of what they're wearing, how, you know, their physical appearance. And then you look for somebody that limits their activities or limits their interactions based on their appearance. They make this the forefront prior to deciding on what they're going to do and what they're going to participate in.
Wow. Wow, that seems like such a destructive behavior in order to ever achieve any kind of happiness, to be so caught up in what you look like constantly.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I think everybody goes through kind of phases.
Yeah.
Depending on where you're at, you know, when you're young, you want to be an athlete. Then you, you know, maybe as you get a little older, you want to kind of, you know, become, you know, maybe morph into a dad bod per se. Then you, you know, hit a certain period when you want to, you know, try and do one of these Spartan races. And so you kind of you're kind of keeping track of that. It's just the emphasis has gone away from staying healthy to being what you look like, and that's not something that's sustainable.
Well, you know, you specialize in bariatric weight loss, a procedure that helps you lose weight by changing how your stomach and your small intestine process and digest food. So what types of body image issues do you see most often in your practice?
So, you know, I think, you know, a lot of patients, I see, definitely I see the same, I call it a body dysmorphic syndrome. So as patients, post-operatively specifically, they don't feel as if they're losing the weight. And before I continue on that, I just want to tell you, the way I see bariatric surgery, I want to tell you that I don't see it as weight loss surgery. I think, for me personally, I do it because I believe it's improving people's health.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it's an improvement in health because it's able to extend people's lives, extend their quality of life, and extend their length of life. And that's the reason I do it. I have patients that come in pre and post-op, and I have to talk to them because they're fixated on a number on the scale when really it's their improvement of health is where my success lies.
Well, yeah, because that fixation on the scale, that's a very slippery slope. I mean, because that's how eating disorders, well, that's a relationship to it, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Because then they go to extremes like taking, what do you call it? What I'm trying to think of is totally escaping my mind right now. Were you laxatives? Yeah. Laxatives. Don't they get caught up in that cycle too, right?
Sure. You know, I mean, people, there are a lot of different things you can do. I mean, diuretics, laxatives, a lot of different things to help you get excess weight off of your body. But it's not something that's very sustainable. You know, you're looking for people to develop a good, healthy lifestyle, both before and after surgery, in order to kind of have something that's going to give you long-term satisfaction. This is a chronic issue or a chronic disease. So, you know, they didn't get overweight overnight. And so, it's you know, you can't expect results overnight either.
Yeah. What is the name of the book that you give to all your patients? And I love that, by the way. I think, you know, that kind of passion and empathy for your clients and your patients is so important. What is the name of the book? Is it by Michael Pollan?
Yeah, Michael Pollan, Food Rules.
Food Rules. So what's the number one message in that book that you want to reiterate to your clients?
I want them to just pay attention to what they're putting in their body. You know, I think if you actually think about what you're putting in your body, then you actually make healthier choices, number one. You think about the portion control. You think, you know, all these things become second nature. You know, for my patients before or after surgery, depending, you know, it's a breakthrough. For me, you know, they go through a phase where they're recovering from surgery, then they're learning how to eat again, then they're just, once they are comfortable with how much to eat, how often to eat, what to eat, then they move forward and take it another step, and now they start exploring different things because, number one, they're not getting all these refined sugars in their diet anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now their taste buds are waking up and they're trying different foods because they have to look at other options in terms of adding a variety to their diet. So it's a full realization for them.
Yeah. Well, so after your patients undergo weight loss surgery, does their self-body image usually change once they start shedding weight, or is that a mental aspect entirely of its own?
Oh, sure. So there are multiple different aspects that happen. So as I was mentioning earlier, the body dysmorphic syndrome. So, you know, just like when you have a bodybuilder in the gym, when they're looking in the mirror, they don't think they're big enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so just like as a patient that's losing weight post-bariatric surgery, they can't see that they're losing the weight. So, you know, I have my patients both take before and after pictures. I have them measure in addition to keeping an eye on the scale. Because, you know, it's pounds, sometimes it's inches. And so people, you know, in their mind, they're still seeing themselves as that person that 50 pounds ago. And as they lose the weight, it takes a little extra help for them to see the progression, and so it's important.
It is important. You know, and I was thinking when you were speaking about Brian Cuban, Mark Cuban's brother, who's been on the show, that wrote a book about this. It's quite a good book. I was trying to find it on Amazon, and I didn't. I think I typed in the wrong thing. But I encourage everyone that, you know, that has that disease or syndrome, whatever. What is it called when someone has body dysmorphia, Dr. Montemary?
the syndrome specifically?
Well, yeah, or what is it? What is the diagnosis if someone's suffering with that? Just
I would say just that, body dysmorphic syndrome. But you know, it's something more so for people that are, you know, it can be used for athletes, it can be used for people that are bodybuilding, it can be used for people mm-hmm. that are you know, have eating disorders. It can be used for multiple different pathologies, but. I would call that, you know, same syndrome goes for patients that, you know, continue to have plastic surgery, you know, the Barbie and Ken disease, you know, so
it's a similar
thought process. You know, you're not actually seeing what you see in the mirror. You're constantly just looking and fixating on flaws.
Well, the name of that book is Shattered Image, and we're going to have you back because I didn't get to all my questions because bariatric surgery can affect serotonin levels and everything, can it?
If you're not sticking to a balanced diet, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, it's always great being on the air with you. I look forward to seeing you sometime over the summer, Isaac, okay?
For sure.
All right. Everyone, you can find Dr. Isaac Montemary at the clinic that he is a partner in at the North Florida Surgeons in Jacksonville, Florida. You'll be in good hands. I can assure you of that. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street, for all the people to see. That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
I want to dance. I'm thinking by the pool, you know, let my breast breathe.
I mean, we're really talking about that.
After, seriously, Diamond, what were you thinking about after what Dr. Jack Wolfson said?
I was thinking, how? For me, I live in an apartment. I can't let my breasts free in the sun.
Oh, you know what? Well, we're going to have a breastless party at my house. Or well, not breastless, yeah, topless.
Well, topless, yes. Tuesday.
Topless Tuesday. Yeah, where we all come over and sun our breasts, and we'll just make sure Ryan's off the property.
Yes, there you go. Oh, there you go. You find a window, and you make sure that the sun's reflecting off it so that they can't see you.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if that works for men, too, to, like, protect their, you know...
Sure. I mean, I think instances of male breast cancer are increasing as well. I mean, I think that's part of what's happening with
wow. So
everything.
Yeah. I don't know. We're getting so silly now. Which is easy to do with Stephanie and Marie. They're both Hoots and Diamond. But I want to let everyone know before we go to Stephanie's segment that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming, this fun programming to you. Companies like Sun Warrior, which you can get at Central Market. I bought some yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to talk to them about product placement because I didn't like where they had it on the shelf.
Oh, no.
Anyway, or maybe I'll just rearrange things myself. I'm joking, of course. Kind
of. I love that.
Anyway, and then, of course, the H-Hemp Company. You can use the code OLR to get 20% off your first order. And, of course, Paleo Magazine, such a great magazine. The same, the Well-Being Journal. They are such good publications if you're looking for great health information. And, of course, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, all great sponsors and proud to have them. A very long time. And I'm going to give a shout out to Squatty Potty too, because they were with us for a very long time and hopefully they'll come back in the fall. Because Squatty Potties really are unnecessary. They should have them at every Airbnb. Like I said, when we went on our trip to Austin, Stephanie, can you believe the Airbnb did not have a Squatty Potty?
Are you kidding me? What were they thinking?
Anyway, so Stephanie, always love it when you're in studio. She is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety in food and personal care products. She became fascinated with the industry when she was diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. She has always been fascinated with education and holds both an undergraduate and master's degree in accounting and finance from Texas A&M University. And she is also a certified public accountant and has owned and operated numerous businesses in the Dallas area. Always love having Stephanie Toops on the show. Okay, so today we're talking about something that everyone needs to know about, these sunscreen chemicals that are destroying coral reefs, and now Hawaii is banning them. So, oh my gosh. I that's all I can say is, yeah. Oh my gosh, this is serious.
Yeah, yeah. And so May is actually melanoma month. And so this is kind of all wrapped together, I think, in terms of sunscreen and skin cancer and all those things. And Marie was saying earlier, even mentioning, oh, you're trying to do something healthy for your body that you've been recommended to do. And then now you're finding out that maybe you're not doing the right thing or you're impacting the environment in a way that you hadn't intended to. And it becomes pretty frustrating.
All these unintended consequences, like you said.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to give a shout out here to a company that you work with, a Beauty Counter.
Yes.
It's not paid for. I just want people to know that they have safe sunscreen, correct?
Yes, they do. Beauty Counter's got a great sunscreen. In fact, we just released one this week, and we can talk more about that. You probably didn't even know that, but we can talk a little bit more about what they offer. But you know, ultimately, the issue with conventional sunscreens is that for the most part, they are chemically based, and so you're looking at something like an oxybenzone or octinoxinate, which what they do is they essentially bleach the coral reefs.
Oh, my God. Well, what is it doing to the body of the human body and our babies? We slather it on them in the summer to protect them from the sun, which is what it's what we're doing is counterintuitive to what we really should be doing.
Totally counterintuitive. And one thing I'll say is like, okay, so when I recommend to people, look, you know, obviously everybody needs to use sunscreen. We all agree with that, right? I mean, we've got melanoma month, we've got skin cancer, we've got all these things, but we also need vitamin D. And vitamin D is one of those things that a lot of people are lacking, and part of it's because of the amount of sunscreen and what we're doing. And so we're wearing...
Well, and it's related to magnesium. I found that out this week too, that from Jill Lane, if you can take all the vitamin D3 you want, if you don't have the proper levels of magnesium, it won't be executed where it needs to be in your body without having proper magnesium levels.
It all works together. And this is so interesting because we were talking about that on the break when Marie was asking about it. And ultimately, this is your endocrine system, and your endocrine system all works together. And so you start taking a piece out or you start doing something different and it becomes very difficult. I always liken it to, and this is probably really cheesy, but like a band or an orchestra. And if you take something out, well, all of a sudden, you know, oh, well, those tubas are a little loud. Oh, wait, all of a sudden, oh, maybe those trombones, those may be too overpowering. And so it all has to be at the right level for it to be the harmonious sort of event that you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what's really interesting about how all of these things work together. So I don't know what Jill talked about, but I love Natural Calm. That's a great, and I know that's not sponsored either, but
yeah,
it's available.
It's a great
pretty
product.
Widely
I use
available.
It. I use yeah. it all the time. I've used it for years. It works really well.
Yes.
Some people don't like the fizz or the, you know, they don't like the it's highly sweetened. I
yes.
think they use stevia. It's a
yes.
good product. There are a lot of companies make it. I'm trying yeah. to think of the. There's another brand too that makes a similar one. There's several of them. But magnesium, I bought some chelated magnesium yesterday at Central Market for my
Great.
For my daughter. So I was like worried about her because I've been giving her vitamin D3 too. You know,
yes.
we've talked about this. She's got an eating disorder. We're trying to get her recovered from
yes.
it. And nutrition is key when
Huge.
You are when you're sick, especially with an eating disorder. So
yes.
that everything. Is working properly, especially your brain.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I always say, yes, you absolutely want to put sunscreen on your kids, but it's great to give them a minute or two. Just give them a few minutes before you put them on, before you do sunscreen. Let them get a little exposure to the sun and that vitamin D
yeah.
in yourself as well. Do that. It's so funny that we're talking about that. Do a little breast sunning.
Oh, I'm totally.
That's what it is.
I'm totally
you know?
Doing that this weekend. Yeah, because I got my new lounge chairs.
Yeah.
Lounge chairs
yes.
or whatever they're called. Chase lounge chair. You know,
it sounds fantastic. I'm
Is
waiting for my
called?
Invitation.
Yeah, yeah. We'll all sun our breasts at
yes.
the at my house.
But what sunscreen do you use?
But so that yeah,
right.
so let's get back. So tell us what's going on with Hawaii and the sunscreen
yeah,
market.
Yeah, so this is really great. Hawaii has made a really big step forward and it's so awesome. But it's the first state to really get involved in this, and they're banning the sale of sunscreen with chemicals that are toxic to coral reefs and marine life. I've had a lot of people tell me, you know, when I'm talking about this, that when they were diving, or I even had this happen, we were swimming with the dolphins and the guides said, please don't put your conventional sunscreen on. Here is, we would like you to use this sunscreen. And so the best sunscreen to use is a non-nano. We've talked about this before, but non-nano means that it's not teeny tiny particles that can be absorbed into your skin, which can impact your body in ways that we don't really
oh
understand.
God.
So you want a non-nano zinc oxide. The way that oxybenzone, or a chemically based sunscreen, works, it actually changes the way that your skin absorbs the sun. And zinc actually is a physically, you could think about it like it's a physical sunscreen. So it's kind of like a mirror, what it does when you put that zinc on your skin.
Okay, so can you take anything internally to protect yourself more from the skin? Does anybody, I don't know.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But this is more like you apply it externally and it becomes like a mirror and it reflects the sun.
Okay.
So instead of changing the way that your skin responds to the absorption, it just reflects that sun right off of you.
Okay.
You do still want to apply it before you go outside. We've had some discussion about that because it's not when you use a chemically based sunscreen, they always say apply it 15 minutes before you go outside, but so that it can absorb into your skin. This is a little bit different just because you want to make sure that the skin kind of it moves. I mean, the skin is obviously one of your organs. We've talked about this before. It's your largest organ, actually.
Okay.
So it moves the product around itself. It kind of absorbs and moves it. So you want to put it on your skin before you go outside and give it a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm. So what products, because I want the listeners to know what products are safe besides Beauty Counter. What
sure.
are some other products sure. out there that are safe?
I recommend going to the EWG.org and looking at that website. They've got some really great sunscreens that they vet every year. They do a guide of their top 15 sunscreens. And there's a lot that you can use for your skin, for your face. I recommend also, I put my kids in those long-sleeved
mm-hmm.
protective garments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put them in longer swimsuits. But one of the things that's really new, and I didn't even tend to talk about this, but UVA and UVB, that's generally but what sunscreens protect against. But the newest sort of research is that blue light can impact your skin. And it doesn't impact it from
what?
The standpoint of, well, it's an aging thing. So blue light, which comes from,
oh,
it comes from the environment. But it also mostly comes from your phone and from your screen.
From your screen.
Yes. It very deeply penetrates your skin
oh,
and
wow.
can impact collagen and elasticity.
We're screwed.
I know. So that's starting to be newer on the forefront of sunscreens
man.
Is blue light protection. So that's another thing to look for.
Wow. It doesn't. This life is not easy.
You will continue. But, yeah.
Okay, so the EWG, that's the Environmental Working Group. Go to their website to find out which ones are safe for you and your family. Everyone, I really enjoyed doing the show today. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for having
Stephanie,
us.
Thank you so much for jumping in with us. Marie, Diamond, have a great weekend, everyone. You know why? Because you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there this weekend and make the most of it.